Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 9:51. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Israel has revealed, the IDF has revealed, the Iranian plan to destroy Israel. The IDF revealed that for years the Iranian regime has been waging a direct and indirect campaign of terror against the state of Israel. That is by developing a nuclear weapon, developing advanced long-range missiles and warheads, and funding and directing terror proxies across the Middle East. According to the IDF, the goal of destroying the state of Israel is rooted in the founding principles of the extreme regime, and leaders of the regime have openly proclaimed this. In recent years, and especially since the beginning of the war, the IDF Intelligence Directorate has collected and analyzed vast quantities of intelligence material that reveals the regime has a concrete plan to destroy the state of Israel. They call it the Destruction of Israel Plan. In parallel to the efforts of the Iranian regime to obtain nuclear weapons, the regime has focused on manufacturing tens of thousands of missiles and UAVs and are advancing plans for a combined ground offensive against Israel on multiple fronts simultaneously. Materials collected during the war show the coordination between Iran, between the Iranian regime, and the leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah, including after the October 7th massacre, which demonstrates how the regime plans to rearm the terrorist organization. This is what they say: the state of Israel was left with no choice. The IDF is obligated to act in order to defend the citizens of Israel and will continue to do so. That is an important story and one that is being covered by Israel National News. Mossad established an explosive drone base in the heart of Iran. This is another really, really phenomenal achievement. The Israeli security sources have revealed how the IDF and Mossad have carried out an operation deep inside Iran. An Israeli security source revealed dramatic new details on Friday regarding the extensive Israeli strike against strategic infrastructure deep within Iran. According to the sources of the operation, codenamed Am Kelavi, literally lion's might, but codename in English, Rising Lion, was years in the making. It was executed through close cooperation between the IDF and Mossad, as well as Israel's defense industries. This information is still coming out. I think there's a lot more that we are going to learn. But in the meantime, Israel braces itself for potential retaliation. Major General, a very good morning, Major General Yaakov Amidor from the Jerusalem Institute of Security Studies. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine.
Tell us the impact overnight. The success of the IDF Israel operation seems to be quite significant. The concern now is Iran's capability with regard to a possible retaliation. How much is known about this situation and about the capabilities?
We don't have all the details, and the BDA and the BDA of our attack on Iran, and we are waiting to the retaliation of Iran. As you know, we have an anti-missile systems which are prepared for this occasion,
right?
And we are waiting now. As we know, as we speak, the Israeli Air Force is intercepting drones of the Iranians all over the skies of the Middle East.
Right.
And we are now waiting for the second wave of the retaliation. It probably will come in the next few hours. Our systems are ready.
Right.
And we will wait. Unlike in the past, It is Iran vis-a-vis Israel. They lost the proxies. They lost Hezbollah. They lost the Hamas. They lost all their ability to launch attack against Israel from the proximity, from the close proximity around Israel, because they lost all their proxies. So now it is Iran vis-a-vis Israel, much better situation from the Israeli point of view, much problematic from the Iranian point of view.
Sure.
And I hope that we will cope with the issue, but we know that we will have a price
right.
for for distracting the ability of the Iranians to achieve the nuclear military capability, we are ready to pay the price.
Absolutely. That unfortunately is part of any situation like this. What do we know about the capability of the Houthis? They've been attacked by.
The Houthis are not important factor in this. They have few. They can launch few during the day, but it is not equivalent to what the Iranians have.
And in terms of Hezbollah.
Hezbollah was not reliant. Hezbollah is now concerned about his existence in
survival.
The future, about his survival, not about how to attack Israel.
Right. So in other words, as you say, as Netanyahu said, the removal of effectively Hamas has been crippled, Hezbollah has been crippled, the Houthis don't present the same level of threat. Syria is in a very different position to what it was, which means that for Iran to fight this war, to fight this battle from the geographic distance, it has to be a challenge for them. It doesn't mean they can't do harm, but it does reduce their potential impact. Would you agree with that?
I agree that now without all the organizations which had been built by the Iranians to fight Israel, Hezbollah, Hamas, and so on and so forth, the ability to arm Israel is much less than as it was 2 years ago. And in a way, the war gave us the ability to eliminate all these proxies of the Iranians. And it is much easier for us now to deal with the Iranians.
That is where we leave it. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Please just wishing you success. Shabbat Shalom. I don't know what the next couple of days bring, but please God, it'll bring long-term peace. That's Major General Yaakov Amidor from the Jerusalem Institute of Security Studies. This is Where I Love and I Leave You. It is about to go at 10 o'clock. We continue to keep a very close eye on the story, and we continue as well to pray for the success and the safety of Israel. I'm Howard Feldman. I'll see you on Monday morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.